Finally, two hosts your pets can relate to. It's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us in the studio a returning guest. It's Nikki Tucker, who is the manager of the Reptile and Small Animal Department at Preuss Pets, along with being the education coordinator. So welcome back to the show, Nikki.
Hi, thanks.
Oh, our pleasure to have you. I see you've brought a little guest with you. Tell us about your little guest.
Yeah, this is Hope. She is our education bunny. She went to schools with us and stuff. That's all on pause right now, but starting back up soon. And she's just been a wonderful advocate for bunny ownership and responsible bunny ownership.
Okay, and I'm taking it that she is hoping that you will be allowed back in schools very soon.
Yeah, she definitely is missing the attention.
Gotcha. And how did you go about naming her that? What created the name? Did she just look like a hope or just a positive bunny?
It was about 4 or 5 years ago that we got her, and it was during a time that I think we all needed a little hope. So.
Okay. That's terrific.
And with a face like that on a bunny rabbit, the listeners can't see, but it's a lopped rabbit, so the ears fall down, and then, you know, the dark eyes and the light brown face with black masking and such. You can't do anything but fall in love with a little rabbit like that.
No question about it.
And now Nikki's here holding it right next to her chest, and boy, it just looks calm. Looks like calming. Now, rabbits aren't always that way. That is, one needs to be careful with rabbits because they have some very, very strong hind legs and some potential to do harm to themselves and others. You want to talk a little bit about, you know, things to think about with rabbits and maybe even age group and appropriate pet keeping?
Yeah, she is definitely deceiving because she's so cute. She actually has quite the personality. She's a little bit of a diva, I always say. But I don't recommend rabbits for families with small children that might, like, my daughter picks up my cat and drags it around the house. Now, a bunny could flail and even potentially break its back if it did that. Those claws are no joke, especially, you know, those back legs. They're so strong, and scratches can be pretty intense from bunnies. And they can nibble from time to time, too. One thing that really helps with that is getting the bunny spayed or neutered when it's 6 months old, just like you would a cat or a dog. But it really, for female bunnies, they get super territorial when they are of maturity. And males tend to spray and try to attract a mate. So both those things, you know, don't make for a good house pet.
I know we've had this conversation about cats and how helpful it is to female cats to be spayed because it keeps them from going into cycles after cycles, because it's a never-ending cycle for a female cat.
Right.
So if your main focus is going to be specifically pet and the virtues of pet keeping, the temperament can be much more docile and
palatable.
And what you kind of anticipated when you fell in love with the cat. Rabbits are in some ways not much different because and what's even added with a female rabbit is you will find that the rabbit can live a substantially greater period of time because it was spayed before it got into all of its cycling and having babies and such, because it puts quite a drain, especially for a rabbit, on the old, you know, lifespan.
No, I get it. They like to reproduce like rabbits, so I mean, I understand.
And the temperament for even males, you know, it's a male, it's a buck, you know, it wants to do what a buck does. So again, you know, doing a neutering of a male can both prolong its life and also help control its temperament.
Right. Now, Nikki, let's take a step back to something that you said, because you mentioned small when it comes to a child, and that can have different meanings for different people. What is the particular age group where you would feel comfortable with someone having a rabbit as a pet and being a main animal keeper at that point in time? I mean, mom and dad will always help, but where they're taking responsibility.
So I think that'd be different for each kid. I've known some kids to be 5 years old and very calm and responsible and understand body language and stuff like that. And I've known 5-year-olds that don't understand that.
Yeah, so I think it's a parental observation. I think we all have to be honest with ourselves and what our children are about. And there's probably even instances, what you might do is if you have friends that have animals such as that, maybe you don't even have a cat or a rabbit or any animals that you can judge that from, but you always have friends that you can go over and visit with and just see if you don't already know, mm-hmm. most parents will, but if not, you know, invite yourself over or at least get somebody to invite you over to a friend's house that has some small animals and see how they react to it. Right. Sometimes we can even get a kind of an idea even at the store. We have a classroom that right now during COVID isn't being used, and mm-hmm. so it wouldn't hurt to make an appointment to come in and actually have a session, if you will, you know, kind of some time allocated, and we can even kind of make those kind of helpful decisions with you.
Right, and get a feel for what it's like to have a rabbit in your arms and mm-hmm. see what it's like. Now, let's talk about rabbits as pets or bunnies, whatever word you want to use for them. Do most people see them as pets? Because the truth is, I've known people throughout my life who have had no dog, no cat, but they have bunnies and they love them. And I remember one, he was popping around the house, and it kind of shocked me a little bit when I saw the bunny hopping around and jumping on me. But I gotta say, it was a wonderful pet and they lived a great life.
Yeah, definitely. They're potty trainable. They love to run around. It's always important to make sure that cords are up and everything, but they're really an underrated pet. They can be just like a cat, you know?
Mm-hmm. We've had some clients that we certainly have come in on an ongoing basis, and they're completely enamored with their rabbit. Maybe mm-hmm. their choice was a rabbit instead of a cat or a rabbit instead of a small dog. And I can remember a family back many years ago that I swear their entire life revolved around that particular rabbit. It was such a gift to the family. You know, they just couldn't. I mean, they were in every week just talking and praising about the relationship they had. And, you know, housebreaking is a bit of a chore. It's right. a little bit more of a task than a cat, where you seem to just put a cat litter box down and everything works. With rabbits, there's a little bit more of an effort, so you want to think about that going into it. But they can do a really good job of, you know, kind of urinating in their box.
Right.
And then they may do a great job at their stools, but then on the other hand, you might have some little,
whoopsies,
you know, blackberries hanging around the house if you're not, you know, if the rabbit doesn't want to cooperate there.
Right, but generally, as a rule, there's animals that will use, just like a cat, they'll use a litter box, generally
yeah.
speaking, as a way of dealing with that. What kind of noise do rabbits or bunnies make? Because you think of a dog, and a lot of people get frustrated with barking, and cats, some of them will just meow all night long. Do rabbits make a lot of noise other than when they're munching on carrots?
Not a lot of noise, unless they're stressed. When I sweep her little playpen area, she, her arch nemesis is the broom, and she growls a little bit at it, which, you know, that's the first bunny I've ever heard doing that.
Right.
We used to say, be quiet like bunnies, in my classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, with YouTube, we're going to get that one kid that knows the, because bunnies can scream when, you know, they're being attacked or something.
Right.
We're going to have that one kid who's smarty about it, you know, and knows the sound bunnies can make.
Gotcha. Now, how old do bunnies typically live to, and at what point do they stop having little bunnies if they're not fixed?
You know, I don't know what point they stop having bunnies. Different breeds live different lifespans. I was surprised to learn that it's kind of the opposite of dogs. The smaller bunnies don't live as long as larger bunnies. Smaller bunnies, like Hope, can live like 5 or 6 years, usually, sometimes a little longer. Bigger breeds of bunnies can live more like 10 to 12 years.
Some of it might be selective breeding,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. because you're trying to breed for a particular characteristic. So, you know, maybe that's connected to it. Who knows? Maybe.
Well, but for a parent who's looking at a child who they're wondering, is this an animal I'm going to inherit, or is this an animal that the child will be around to care for most of its life before they go off to college or what have you? Because it seems like that's frequently an issue that parents have when their kids get a pet, is that they have to look at, to what degree will they own it? I mean, you look at the tortoise owner, and right. the grandkids are looking at yep. having a little bit of care responsibility in that case.
Yeah, so important to do your research and think of the whole lifespan of that animal. I want a tortoise one day, but I definitely want to like talk to my kids about it ahead of time and make sure that somebody's interested in a tortoise in 50 years or whatever.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to bunnies as pets, how should people care for them? I mean, what goes into the regimen? Do they go for walks? Do they run around outside of an environment that you keep them in? I mean, tell us about the daily keeping of a bunny.
Yeah, so enrichment is super important for bunnies. You can do that in different ways. You don't have to take your bunny outside. You can stuff boxes full of hay. Hay is super, super important for them, both to eat and just to nest in and everything. But if any animal that you take outside regularly, which there's little leashes and stuff that you can do that, but I would recommend a yearly vet visit just to check for any parasites that they might pick up eating grass outside, that kind of thing.
They like exercise, and if you looked at Hope's cage, it's not just a cage throughout the day. So she's got a nice, comfortable cage that she feels secure in. It's not large, but it's not small. It might be 3 feet long and maybe a foot and a half wide, and has maybe an extra shelf it can get onto to play around. But the door folds down, and then it has a like a fenced in area that we've put outside of that. So for the daytime, she's out and running around and has a much larger space. And at night, we're going to close the door, and she's going to be in that more protected area.
Okay. And are they typically active during the day, or are they nocturnal? I mean, what kind of life do these guys have? Do they let you sleep?
So, yeah, they'll let you sleep. They're going to be most active at dawn and dusk.
Okay.
So, not exactly nocturnal.
And that's, I assume, when they probably get used to eating, and mm-hmm. that's what drives mm-hmm. All of that interest. Because I'll be the first to say there are a lot of days I walk out of the house, and what do I see on my front lawn is a couple of bunnies who happen to live in the neighborhood. And you can tell that they were out foraging for a little bit of breakfast that day.
Definitely. At dawn and dusk, predators can't see quite as well as they can in the middle of the night. So that's going to be the time that they're going to feel safest to go out and do what they need to do. That's also the time that the parent bunnies, the mommy bunny, takes care of her babies. Mm. She doesn't stay with them all the time because she would bring predators back. So she just checks on them at dawn and dusk and then goes and takes care of yourself.
Okay. We're talking this morning with Nikki Tucker from Pruce Pets, who has with her a little bunny called Hope. And when we come back from the break, Nikki, we'd like to talk a little bit more about rabbits and who they would be great pets for and who they get along well with. And we'll talk about that right here on 1320 WILS.